Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Founder's Story. Today, we have two guests. I always really enjoy two guests because I think the more people, the more experience, the more that we can talk through. And I get excited because not everyone always agrees on everything. But we have Kanji Kawanabe and Alex Zervakos, who are the co-founders of Therio AI. And you're doing something that I think will revolutionize the world. I'm very excited about when we look at AI positively impacts on mental health and therapy and all that, which we're going to dive into everything. But let's just kick it off with both of you. What was the spark that made you say, I want to be an entrepreneur?
Good to be here, Dan. Thank you. For me, it started early, kind of just out of college. There was a family accident and a family business. So I jumped into that. It was an accounting. I was supposed to be an accountant. I was going in that direction and very quickly learned that accounting was not for me. So that kind of, while I was doing that, I was looking for other things to do and just kind of fell into entrepreneurship and then started one business and then kept going from there. And I guess my first step in being an entrepreneur was when I was a kid. I was 14. I had a paper route that I kept expanding and expanding. And I hired people to do the work for me. And then I ended up selling it. And when I told the newspaper I sold my paper out, they flipped out because that wasn't something you were supposed to do. So that was my first taste.
Mine came from the startup world. So I've been advising in the startup world, in the tech startup world, Silicon Valley, out in New York as well. So just working from about 2010, brother and I just kind of started an organization to streamline innovations within startups. Currently work with some VCs as well. And so just have been in the area for a long time.
Always interesting when we ask this question, because you can normally trace back entrepreneurship back to when somebody was a teenager. They sold like candy. They sold their paper out, which I've never heard that before. I wish I knew that when I was, 12, 14. I wish I sold mine. But it is fascinating how you can normally trace things back. And it's not like a one-time thing. It's like they continue to do, Kanji, like you say, you've continued to help and continue to do something. You don't go back and get like a corporate job. It's very hard. I'd love to understand the company now. Why were you looking at the impacts of AI and mental health?
Yeah, well, Kanji and I, we kind of not fell into it, but we were kind of guided into the direction of AI and mental health. We started in starting up a company for AI and doing consulting and building bots that were helping people with different things, personal issues, family issues. We're doing it for business. And then started with me. I, 3 years ago, started therapy. It was something new to me. I had no idea how it worked. Never thought it would be something that I would need or have to do. So I went into it completely blind. And I think like a lot of people, it was a friend who referred somebody. And I went through maybe three or four different therapists. Never felt like I was going anywhere. Didn't know how to really participate other than go in every session, sit and talk. And I came back after a session once and Kanji and I were working. And I said, I'm done with this. It's not working. I have no idea how it's, what to do. And if I'm even getting better, if I'm progressing. And Kanji said, I think we can build something with AI that'll help you. So it started out as a little app to, help each other. And the results, we were getting feedback. When I was using the results in therapy, the therapist was like, where are you getting this stuff? This stuff is amazing. And then Kanji was getting similar feedback. So that's where we got the idea to go into AI and mental health. And then as we got more into it, started to believe we could really make a difference in how mental health is delivered, the journey, the mental health journey. And we could even help people that don't have the resources or access to therapists or therapy.
Yeah. And I'll add on to that a little bit. I remember that day distinctly when he came into the office and was just super bummed. And it hurt to watch him like be so frustrated. And it was nice to come full circle because Alex was the one that had first brought in, like, this is how we can prompt. This is how we utilize AI to really pull out the most power to assist with folks in innovations. And I told him, I was like, hey, let's use your prompting and let's build out something to look at how we can build a cohesive database structure to understand where you're at now and where you could be in the future. Now, all that to be said, this actually parlayed after we did a class or a curriculum for our kids, because we also wanted to create an AI system or a curriculum or a learning curriculum for them to learn to utilize AI and LLMs responsibly and ethically. And I think that's also always been a guiding post of how we develop our software.
I'm seeing something which is always common, right? Entrepreneurs find a problem and you solve the problem and you realize if you have this problem, you solve it. Most likely other people have this problem, and then you build out this business model and you have this business. I think AI could solve many problems where it's almost can be overwhelming for some people who are like, I want to solve a problem leveraging AI, but there's a million problems that need to be solved. How did you go from, okay, you found that you know the problem, you build something that can fix it. Like, how do you connect those dots as to your problem to product?
I'll take this one actually, Alex, because I think we worked backwards. We knew where we wanted to be. We knew there was a missing link in as far as like the stakeholders that are involved with the process. So if I look at this operationally, it's like the technology that's involved, the stakeholders that are involved, and then different times that these different pieces are showing up in the equation, right? And so we wanted a holistic view as far as like, how can we get historical context and the full context? So what was missing was all of the times between sessions. So, and we also know we didn't want to replace therapists. There's something about the humanity or the human touch within therapy that's necessary, right? And then the expertise that they have. Alex, what did you think about that?
This is a very unique approach in the sense of what you just said, Kanji, is you weren't trying to replace somebody, you're trying to enhance somebody. I think there's a lot of talks around replacement versus enhancement now. So how do you, as you progress going forward, do you think that we create these things where it's an enhancement, but the AI becomes so smart that people might use it as a replacement? How do you see this? And maybe I'm not just talking within what you're doing now, just in general, because this is something I'm thinking about is like, as the AI becomes smarter and it learns more, I wonder how enhancement then becomes replacement.
I think, as I've talked about this quite a bit recently, I think it's really important for people to learn how to use it properly, not just kind of like Google and ask a question and get a response or do some basic things. So I think learning how AI works and how to prompt and not become a specialist, but just have a better understanding of it, being able to communicate with a team. And I think that's going to be a valuable part of, you know, working for a company, to know AI, be able to communicate it, kind of help the company or the organization adopt AI. So I think that's going to help. And
that's okay. And Dan, one of the things that I'll kind of caution against is conflating the AI with LLMs, right? So there's the learning section, and then there's the output section, right? And most people only have access to the LLM. And so in the utilization of that, we need to be sure or understand at least where the questions and answers are coming from. And so our software uses LLMs. And so in the future, we will be building out AIs, right? So that we've got our own learning structure. But it's really important to understand the difference there, right? And then to your question about the fear of replacement, it comes up a lot, man. Like that's the question of the day. It's like, one, is my job going to be gone? And two, why am I here, right? The second question has been there for everybody. Why are we here? Why are we here? And we're not here to say, look, we're not here to answer all the questions about our existential crises, but we're here to empower those that can help us to learn how to be introspective, right? And that's the difference between empowerment and exploitation. We're not going to take away anything that defines somebody as their job, but especially in the provider and the therapy world. What we're doing is giving them more tools to be more creative and more time with their clients.
All right, that's it. Yeah, AI, if they learn how to use it, will make them more effective and able to do more in less time. So I think in that way, people will become more productive. And that's where some people might, you might need, you know, one person to do the job of two, but you know, that position is not going to go away. And the people that know how to use it correctly, it'll be more effective and be more in demand.
What do you see in terms of them adopting it? I think there's a lot of industries that could benefit, but as we know, not everyone is so quick to adopting technology or adapting to new technology. What are you seeing in terms of these therapists who are using it? Are they receptive? And then if so, what do they see as the benefit to themselves?
Yeah, I can actually speak to this one. I've spoken with a lot of the provider beta testers. There's a learning curve, and it differentiates depending on the amount of experience that the individual providers have with technology. And so this isn't a field that is traditionally built off of the structure of utilizing computers, right? Like talk therapy is exactly that. We're using our mouths and we're sitting on couches versus we're sitting down and using our computers. So it's a paradigm shift, to be honest.
It's very exciting. And I'm glad you bring that up around, you know, these older industries that are not really technology based. Now they have the option to use technology and amplify the ability to make positive change and good. So can you talk through maybe some, I don't know if you, not testimonials or reviews, but what have these therapists said specifically around, you know, this helped using this or that? I know, Alex, you and I touched on this before. You were telling me about a few stories, but can you share anything about that?
No, I was going to say that I think the first thing is for therapists to understand that AI is not there to replace them, kind of like the direction that we're going. Because I think a lot of people think that AI is going to replace therapists, and then therapists get worried about that. I don't think AI is there. I don't think it'll ever 100% replace therapists. So when they better understand that AI is a tool that they can use to be more effective and gather more information and to analyze more of the data and provide feedback, they become more receptive to that when they have a better understanding. Because right now, like most people, when you use AI for the first time or don't really use it very well, a lot of people don't understand like what the big hype is and why people are talking about it. So the first thought of a therapist is, this is a good, we can't use this in therapy.
Well, and the proof is in the pudding. And to answer your question, Dan, when they first see the outputs, they're blown away. And it, depending on the perspective that they're coming from, the blown away can be in a good way, or it can be in a bad way, right? So when I'm working with academics on their side, are used to working with data and seeing all of this holistic information coming in where they can start to digest it, and they're used to it, right? They love it. And their eyes light up and they're like, this is amazing. How did you do this? Show me how you did this. Now, if I'm working with a traditional other therapist and they get all of this information, it's like drinking from the fire hose. It's too much too soon. And with that particular demographic, I think we need to figure out a way to kind of walk them into the water, right? And figure out a way to show them the power of utilizing the information, but in a way that aligns with their traditional practice.
I was reading recently that they tested AI. I don't know the exact like software program or I don't know a lot of the details. It's just general, but they used AI and they saw how much better AI could detect diseases in advance compared to medical doctors. And they found that the AI that they used in this study was able to detect much better than medical doctors before, like whether it was like heart disease or certain things that they were looking at. And I think about how this will be with mental health, that maybe the AI can catch things being said that the therapist doesn't hear because they're just listening to an hour-long session. I'm sure they can't catch everything, but I wonder, or what, you know, maybe if you've seen this already, that it can catch things maybe in advance of happening, or detecting like somebody might have depression or but maybe the therapist isn't picking that up.
No, I can add to this. I was at an AI conference earlier this year and there was a presentation by Bright Health as a mental health institution organization across the country. And they did a small research where they just took ChatGPT out of the box. They didn't have any database hooked up to it. They didn't have any special prompting. Used it for intake of mental health patients to try to identify if there was suicidal tendencies or ideologies. And they were shocked just that how just plain AI could pick up what, you know, a doctor or somebody doing the intake would take. AI could pick it up faster, and a lot of cases pick up smaller things that the doctors didn't pick up when they were doing the intake. So that was just regular AI. So I think if it's used for specific purposes and it's trained or modified, that it can, whether it's mental health or anything in health, it'll be able to pick up a lot of things and help assist mental health professionals or healthcare professionals do their job easier and quicker.
And that's where this symbiotic relationship is coming into play here. Alex hit that nail right on the head when he was saying it's all about the training and what are the data sets that we're feeding into it for it to even understand what it's looking for. And as we progress, those data sets become bigger and bigger, and we get to explore. The nice thing about an LLM is they are one of the most effective thought partners that you can have in the room, right? And so to your question, Dan, again, is it going to replace and is it going to find things faster? It might discover possibilities faster. And I think that's where the discussion starts to happen between the technology and the provider. And it really is. It's a back and forth discussion that, again, it's a paradigm shift. All of a sudden, I'm talking to a computer that's talking back to me, right? And so to get over that shift of saying, this is now the new normal, right? Like, that's just something that we've got to get to. But once we get there, the thought partnership becomes super strong.
This Christmas, why not give the gift that truly lasts a lifetime? Imagine helping your loved ones connect with the world, explore cultures, and grow personally, all with the gift of language. Rosetta Stone makes it possible with a lifetime membership to learn any of their 25 languages. For over 30 years, Rosetta Stone has been part of the trusted expert in language learning, empowering millions of users worldwide, from Spanish and French to Japanese, Korean, even Dutch. You can immerse yourself in a new language without relying on English translations. Their intuitive learning process helps you naturally go from words to phrases to full sentences, making it easy to retain what you learn. And with the True Accent speech recognition feature, it's like having your very own personal trainer for perfecting pronunciation. Plus, you can learn anytime, anywhere, whether it's on your phone, during your commute, or at your desk at home. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Founders Story listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today for yourself or as a gift that keeps giving. You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority, but to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. And obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups like yours get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. How? Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. And the platform connects you with trusted CISOs to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including many Y Combinator and Techstars startups who trust Vanta. Simplify compliance and get $1,000 off at vanta.com/founders. That's vanta.com/founders.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And accessible 24/7.
So I said something at a conference recently that everyone laughed at, but a friend of mine last week, his girlfriend broke up with him and he was very sad. So he put into ChatGPT the last few messages of text and asked ChatGPT to analyze and see if he did anything wrong or if he could have done anything different. And so he spoke to ChatGPT for 4 hours, had a conversation, and he felt really, really good. and it told him that he didn't do anything wrong. And I thought this was hilarious, but I'm like, oh my gosh. And if you look at younger generations, like, they're so used to technology. I don't think they're going to have any issue with, you know, like talking to computers or using it because they're already like into it. I am curious about the future of where do you see the company going? If you look a few years out, I'm sure you're always looking ahead. Where do you see the turning out to be?
I really hope that this actually reaches our marginalized communities. So this is one of the things that we want to be able to utilize our software is to close those gaps between who has access and who doesn't have access to therapy. And marginalized communities have always been kind of a guiding light for us as well. And so being able to build out those structures that have the information to assist those communities specifically, because right now we don't, right? Like GPT, all of the current LLMs are built off of information that's accessible on the internet, which traditionally has been weaponized, our therapy has been weaponized against these communities. So how do we build out these data sets that can actually be beneficial and a support to these communities? So that's kind of the future of what we're looking at, as well as educating the providers to be able to utilize technology.
I think we're hoping that we can do kind of the benefit that I experience, that we can do that for people, not just here in the United States, but around the world. I think especially in countries where, again, the resources aren't available, or there's a mental health is stigmatized and people won't go to therapy. So this might kind of open the doors a little bit. And then another area that we want to go into is we're hoping that we can bring our platform into schools where you'll have a school with, you know, 1,000 or 500 children, and there might be one nurse or one counselor there. And especially in marginalized communities or underserved communities, they don't have the resources. So families can't see anybody or don't go to see somebody. The only person they have is that person at the school. And that person is typically overwhelmed with what they have to do. So if we have Therio that's kind of listening in the background, picking up all of the little cues, providing feedback to the counselor or the therapist that's there, we feel that can help them do a lot more in a shorter amount of time, so they could see more children and maybe be more effective just because they have more data.
Yeah, this is something I'm very passionate about. Going through struggles when I was younger, now I think we've seen this mental health crisis. It's like, I think suicide is one of the biggest reasons why young people die, like in their teenage years. You'd think it'd be one of the most solvable things that we should be able to do, but we can't. And it's just like getting worse and worse. And pandemic, I think, just made it even harder and harder on people's mental health. So I'm super excited for what you're doing and the ability to give. What I think of is, like, if you have a lot of money, you can get the best care, right? In the U.S., at least, in most places in the world, if you have a lot of money, you can get the best care. You could see the best doctors, you could see the best therapists. So if you don't have a lot of money, then you can't do that. But maybe AI, LLM can help amplify people to where they are as equal as the best doctor, best therapist. So we're getting this equal care, essentially, versus, like you said, great care is only for those that can afford it. This has been really amazing. I know beta is closing soon, but if you want to get in touch with you, they want to be able to sign up, therapists want to find out more information, schools, how can they do so?
There's a QR code, I think, on the background. You can scan that. It'll take us to the website, or just go to Therio, Therio.ai.
Well, Kanji, Alex, this has been amazing. I really, really, this is one of the most exciting things that I'm watching for the future of AI, LLM, but being able to solve real world problems that are like a detriment to our society and humans all around the world. There's like not one person that doesn't have some sort of mental health issue, crisis somewhere in the world. So this is a human issue and you guys are really solving it. So thank you so much for what you do and joining us today on Founder Story.
And that was such a pleasure, and just the excitement and the fact that you get it is so exciting for us, right? Like, and sharing this. So thank you for what you're doing as well.
Yeah, thank you for exploring this with us and you know, getting the word out about AI and mental health just in general and how it could be a tool.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.